I'm trying to find the silver lining around this ever so dark cloud which is looming over my slightly sweaty brow right now. Okay, ever so sweaty brow. I was woken up in the early hours of the morning by one of those worrying phone calls you get, thinking, oh no, what's happened? And it was from my grandmother's number, and I was like, oh no. Luckily, it was just one of the carers telling me that the fridge had packed in during the night and that they'd thrown away all my gran's food and could I sort something out. And I said, yes, sure. So I'm thinking, new fridge or fuse gone or what? It's a good hour and a bit's drive over to where my grandmother lives. It was a little bit later in the day when I actually got over there. She was catered for, luckily, by lots of other food and pastas and stuff that is in the house and veg. She gets care 3 times a day. And so I arrive not long after lunchtime, and unbeknown to me, a relative has come over from Kenilworth and analysed the situation, checked the fuses, checked everything out, and it's definitely not the bulb gone in the fridge. Everything's gone. The fridge is kaput. I'm thinking, really unusual for one of those little, you know, those little fridges with a little chest freezer unit inside. Really unusual for them to go, but whatever. So I went out, and I don't know if you know Hinckley very well. That's where I am. It's not, you know, the centre of Europe when it comes to fridge companies or even just buying a fridge. They've got a co-op, which is very good, actually. Multi-level, nice little coffee shop, the whole shebang. So I rock up here, emergency time, with not long left to go before they close, saying, I need a fridge. The only one that will fit is a dented one, which is on display. So the, I think, James, assistant manager or manager, I don't know, packages it up and gets it to my car. I have a particular injury at the moment, which means it's not easy for me to lift anything heavy for fear of dying of a ruptured whatever. So he sort of gets out in the car. I pay my nearly 200 quid, whatever it is, because it's the last fridge left in Hinckley that will fit my gran's house. I drive it over to my gran's house, wondering how I'm going to get it out of the car without doing myself an injury, even though fridges aren't, you know, that heavy. I give Greenhead a call, who is on standby and more than happy to help, which is great because he doesn't live too far away. To get rid of the old fridge, are you interested at this point in any way? You're waiting for the punchline, aren't you? Get rid of the old fridge. I've got to take the plug off because it's fed down the back of a cabinet, and it's very, very old kitchen, 1950s kitchen my gran has. Take the plug off, and the live wire is not connected. My heart kind of sinks, and I'm thinking, okay, let me just connect to that. Surely somebody changing a fuse would have noticed that a wire was pointing straight out and not connected to anything. But they obviously didn't, because as soon as I connected it, the fridge kicked into power and I plugged it back in. And I was thinking, oh no, I've got a brand new, slightly dented fridge in the car, which has nearly cost 200 quid that I should really get back to a shop that's closing in, well, now. So I wheel spun up the road, not easy with a fridge in the back of your very small car. Got back to the co-op as all the doors were locked and the staff are leaving. I phone reception, phone the customer service, get the cleaner who says they've all gone, look through the window and see the guy that helped me to the car, James, Sir James, as I'm calling him now, kind of rummaging around and doing some stuff in a dark shop, banging on the window. He comes to the window. I'm away for the whole of next week, so I didn't really want to be driving around or have a fridge in the back of the car. I don't want to leave it with my grand's, because with Alzheimer's, she'll keep seeing this fridge going, why is there a monolithic fridge sitting there? And then she'll phone me and I'll tell her. And then 5 minutes later, she'll ask me why there's a spare fridge and I'll get around. So he opened the doors and he opened the warehouse doors and he took the fridge back in. And I could tell it probably wasn't the favourite thing to be doing at locking up time at the end of the day. But I'm very, very appreciative that he did. I'm still a couple hundred quid out of pocket, but apparently I can phone up on Monday and get that money back to a card or something, because I actually paid cash. So, some good will come of this, I'm sure. What a palaver. Anyway, guess I got to see my gran. That's good. I'm going to go and buy some fish and chips and take them back. Round to hers now and try and explain why she doesn't need a new fridge. I'm sure we all have these kind of days, don't we? I just thought I'd document it for fear of forgetting the good ones.